Chapter 49. Of certain considerations as to faith and confidence in the prayers of the Virgin Mary. If you would have recourse to the prayers of the Blessed Virgin with confidence, you may encourage yourself by the following considerations. First, everyone knows by experience that a vessel which has contained musk or any other precious perfume retains the odor of it after it has been removed, and the longer the perfume has been in the vessel, the longer does the fragrance linger about it, and this is more the case when some of the liquid itself still remains. But the virtue of the musk or of any other perfume is limited and finite. Now if this be so, with what a glow of charity, with what a richness of tenderness and pity must the heart of Mary have been kindled and filled! For 9 months did she carry in her virginal womb him who is essentially love, mercy, and pity, and who in an infinite manner possessed those attributes, and still in her heart and love does he ever abide. If he who comes near to a great fire cannot but feel a portion of its heat, much more shall we not, as we contemplate that fire of charity, mercy, and pity which glowed in Mary, be conscious of some effluence of its rays, in kindling and elevating our spiritual life. And this the more, the oftener we draw near, and the greater the faith and confidence with which we ask that her prayers may be granted to us. Secondly, no created being ever loved Jesus Christ so ardently as she did, nor was there ever anyone who was so perfectly conformed to his will as his most holy mother. If then the Son of God, who gave his whole life and himself for us, to redeem us from our sins, has made his mother in a way to become the mother of all who share his nature, that she beneath himself may have our interests at heart, and that she may aid us with her prayers, how can we doubt, if this be so, but that she fulfills his purposes in her with regard to us? Therefore we may confidently ask that her prayers may be vouchsafed to us in all our needs, for this belief is very blessed, as she may obtain for us many gifts of grace and mercy. Chapter 50. Of a way of meditating and praying by means of the angels and all the blessed. There are two ways of dealing with the saints and angels in heaven in order to obtain their assistance. The first is to represent to the Eternal Father the praises and glory which he receives from the heavenly court, and also to bring before him the toils and pains which the saints have suffered on earth for his love, and by virtue of these to ask of his divine majesty all that we need. The second is to ask for the prayers of those glorious spirits, who not only desire our perfection, but also that we may be in a far higher position than they are, begging that they may aid you against every enemy and every form of sin, and especially may guard you in the hour of death. At other times you will reflect upon the many and singular graces which they have received from their sovereign Creator, kindling in yourself lively affections of love and joy for those precious gifts with which they are enriched, rejoicing as if all those gifts had been bestowed upon yourself. You should carry this disinterested joy even to a greater pitch than this, and even, if possible, rejoice that they rather than yourself have been thus favored, since it is God's will, and render, therefore, to him thanks and praise. To practice this devotion with ease and order, you may divide the different orders of the blessed into 7 parts, according to the 7 days of the week. Thus, on Sunday, honor the 9 choirs of the angels, on Monday, St. John the Baptist, on Tuesday, the patriarchs and prophets, on Wednesday, the apostles, on Thursday, the martyrs, on Friday, bishops and other saints, and on Saturday, the virgins and other saints. But omit not on any day the Blessed Virgin, Queen of all saints, your guardian angel, St. Michael the Archangel, and all your patrons. Daily entreat the Eternal Father and his beloved Son, and ask for the prayers of the Blessed Virgin, that St. Joseph, the spouse of the Blessed Virgin, may also aid you, and confidently ask God for his special care and protection. Many wonderful things are told us of this glorious saint, and of the many favors, both temporal and spiritual, which have been granted to those who have honored him with pious veneration and devoutly sought his prayers, more especially to those who have wanted help in prayer and meditation. For if God has so greatly honored other saints who during their life have rendered honor and service to him, what esteem will he have for that most humble and blessed saint, whom he himself so honored upon earth as to be subject to him as to a father, and so obeyed and served him?